Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Lower Dance Festival 2023, Trendy Trev here, Murray from Macquarie, National Talk Black. And look, very excited to be here, like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we're broadcasting from, the Wick Mob. And like we've had the opening ceremony, smoking ceremony, and the Quinkin dancers welcome to country as well. And happy NAIDOC to you, Deadly Mob. We are celebrating NAIDOC as well. And we have the Yarraba performance happening right now. Former Mayor Errol Neil Muller, he's there performing, taking these young ones out, very young ones, and great to see. And speaking of Yarraba performances, Gungangi people, I'm going to have a deadly yarn with Touche, Alfred Gray, and a very good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, my Yarraba.
Too deadly, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I'm in Yarraba today, I'm Gungangi. But I'm also young.
Yes.
I'm also from a me and my grandfather taken away from this country.
Yes.
And yes, so we've had visitors in the
course. Yeah, fantastic. So Touche, thank you very much, brother. So when we get gatherings like so, we become one mob, don't we, brother?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's powerful. Happy NAIDOC to you, my brother.
Same to you, my Yarraba. Happy NAIDOC to you and all the families out there.
And we're here celebrating the Lora Dance Festival. Brings that mob together. Gathering, dance, performance. But Mobba Migaloo here as well. They get here to get educated and embrace our culture too, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, all our Gadja brothers and sisters, they love us. Yeah. And that's what we always talk about, that one fire, one people.
One fire, one
we
people.
We as a nation, one fire.
And brother, here we are, you know, that Lora Dance Festival 2023. Now, you've got a performance group happening. Can you tell us a bit about your dance troupe? Some young ones there too, my brother.
Yeah, well the group that I'm performing with, they all Gari Gari, it's all children.
Yeah.
And as we know, as children, they are future.
Yes, yes. And that's a prime example of why we've been operating and existed for 60,000 years, because we pass that culture on, don't we, brother?
Yeah, I see. That's the way, that's how it was from the beginning, and that's the way it's always going to be.
Yes, true, true. So, Touche, living there in Yarraba, Gungangi man, Yarraba, beautiful, strong community, brother. And we talk about festivals, we talk about our football, the Guyula, you know what I mean? We talk about our youngers being educated and our existence in 2023. We are here, always was, always will be.
Yeah, same, we're still here, still standing strong. And right here, right now, why you're being stronger and bigger than ever it was.
Yeah,
so
very important.
They're the ones that tearing this light.
Yes, exactly, you know. And I'll just say, it becomes a world-renowned event when you talk about stuff here. I meet people here from Finland, from Germany, you know. So we are wealthy with our culture, are we not, brother?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. That's where all our riches lie.
Yes.
Within ourselves and within our culture. We're one of the wealthiest people on the planet.
Yes, brother. Give me goosebumps. Look, it's so exciting. So do you make Lora Dance Festival? Is it on your calendar every year?
Always.
Every 2 years,
every,
now, right? But yeah.
Every year, yeah. Especially for us more than Yarraba, like you mentioned before. Well, Yarraba, we're the largest community.
Yes.
And we got everybody from all these communities that can get sent to Yarraba.
And then we look at the connection to our brothers and sisters from the Torres Strait, who do have performances here as well. And there's a gathering of two people, one fire.
Yeah, see, well, for our families coming from the Torres Strait, we've been always trading with them from day one.
Yeah.
Isn't that a new thing? We've been trading cultures, song, and dance.
Yes, exactly, brother. And then you look at, like, we're watching Yarraba perform at the moment, and you've got Uncle Muller here, Errol Neil, former mayor of Yarraba, but still strong with his culture. Here he is, leading these young ones in regard to corroboree.
Well, that's it. Uncle Errol is still here leading our young ones. Well, he's been leading us when we've been gari-gari, and he's still leading our mob strong.
Yeah, too early.
Oh, we're blessed and we're proud of Uncle Errol.
Yeah, brother.
For teaching us and all our garigaris.
So tell me about your journey up here for the Lord Dance Festival with them young ones traveling with you. So you might come in a minibus or how you travel and how do you talk to their parents and we're bringing them young ones or the parents are with us as well? Tell us the story.
Yeah, well, we've got a few parents here. We come up on, we've got a few buses.
Yes.
But we've been practicing home for the past few months.
Yes.
Yeah, got the message out there asking all of our fire to come.
And then young ones are proactive. They want to be part of it, don't they?
They want to be. And that's the best thing. Like all you mob listening out there, our children, even your children, they love dancing with their mothers and fathers and uncle and aunts. Because that's the privilege we had when we were small. We'd be dancing with our uncle and aunties and our papa and grannies. And them gari gari up today.
Mm.
Your brothers and sisters out there, they want to dance with you as a parent and a grandparent. They love it.
Exactly. So we look at the young ones, and as we grow older and we go to high school, and then we may go to university, that culture is still within us.
It's still in you. That's why we plant that seed when they gotty gotty. That's the best time. You got to get it in there.
Yeah, sure, brother. And then when you come for performance like that, they were dancing when they're 6 years old. Now they're 56-year-old and still performing.
Oh, yeah. And each year as they're performing, they're just getting stronger and stronger. And because they've been performing from when they've been children, they got the muscle memory there, all the memory there for the dance.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Like you can take us away for the next 1,000 years from our TIFF. But
back.
Our culture, our language, our song and dance is all is living us and our children.
Too Delhi, too beautiful. Too Delhi Mob, you just tuned in. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry. National Talk Black, coming to you live from Wick Country. Lura Dance Festival 2023. Having a Delhi Yarni with Touche. That's Alfred Ray, Gunganji man. And he bring young ones here to perform here at the competition, which is great to see. And it's strong, my brother, you know what I mean? Like you said, one people, one fire. Black and white, we all get together. We can move forward in the 21st century. We've got the Voice to Parliament coming up. It's not a case of separation, but we need to come together as one, don't we, bud?
We have to. That's the only way.
Yeah.
Too long we've been separated and parted in this country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's not we are. That's not all or what we are as
sure.
a nation.
Caring, sharing people. Caring, sharing people.
That's him.
That's who we are.
We've been always sharing and caring. That's why we stood on this rock here this long.
Yeah, brother.
Proud and strong.
Yeah, brother. Beautiful, beautiful. Touche, good yarning with you, my brother. You're going to look after them young ones. You stay black, you stay deadly, and we'll yarn soon. Love you, my brother. All the best, brother. Yeah, there it is. Beautiful yarn there. That's Touche, Alfred Bray, and he's leading the performances from Yarraba Gaganji. So represent. And speaking of Yarraba Gaganji, we're with Uncle Errol Neal, former mayor of Yarraba, at the front here dancing now, opening up the program. We had the Quinkin Dance Festival dancers dancing and performing. And now we've got Gunganji Yarraba playing, performing here, which is great to see. But stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM.
We need more brothers, where to make it. We need more sisters, where to save it. Gonna be there when we shout it.
Yes, 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 yes.
Are you the one who's gonna stand up and be counted?
Yeah! Woo! Woo!
Are you the one who's always ready with a hand?
We need your brothers and sisters out there. We need you.
Are you the one who understands
solidarity?
Family plan.
Black and white. Even a yellow man like me.
Stand up. Stand up and be counted.
What's real? Country, crocodile, emu, that's
why. Stand up.
We sing and
stand
dance.
Stand up.
And every Lord, we sing and dance and tell a story. That's what we do today, Laura.
Stand up.
For our elders.
Stand up.
2023.
And be counted.
Share an ancient culture. We want you to be proud of our ancient culture.
Stand up.
Proud. Australian. Oh, that's it. Stand up.
Stand up. And be counted.
Let me hear you. Go on, it's this side.
Stand up, stand up, and be counted.
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, at it. Okay.
Stand up,
no.
Stand up, and be counted.
Woo!
Stand up,
come on.
Stand up, and be counted.
Come on, gentlemen. Solidarity.
Are you the one
in this country
ready with a helping hand?
Change is up to you. Yes, it's no. Yes, no, it's no.
Are you the one who understands this family plan? Stand up. Stand up and be counted.
Come on, last word, up Wiseman Road. Stand up. Stand up. That's right. Thank you, Mara. Thank you, Bama Gabi Gabi, my people. You know, I've been coming here for nearly 40 years. I bring my people up, and I made it from day one, and the elders say, we're not here to compete. We're here to set the standards. You know, how can we use this? That's politicians want to compete. Not just black fellas, Aboriginal people. We sit around the campfire like you've seen that dance here. Okay? It's not about us. It's what about all of us.
Tudeli, my welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at our Lura Dance Festival. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry National Talk Black. We just had the beautiful performance of Giganji Yarrawa mob there. Leading the way was Uncle Mala. That's Errol Neal, and the former mayor of Yarrawa. And look, it's so very exciting. Happy NAIDOC to wherever you are, your mob. Tuned into BBM, Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and also NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Great to be partnering up with them and put us across the country, wherever you may be. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Happy NAIDOC. We're excited to be here for 2023, and that's the Lura Dance Festival. After 2021, which we came back here, it's a biannual event, but we had a slow process in 2021 because of COVID-19. But we're now big and strong, about 5,000 odd people here, and I'm catching up with Deadly Mob across the way. I'm now going to catch up with Yana, with Sally Ann Atkinson, who's the co-chair, Trudy Truth, in regard to our existence in 2023. Sally Ann, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, and a happy NAIDOC week to
happy
everybody.
Happy NAIDOC to you too, my sister.
To breakfast in Brisbane and lots of celebrations in Brisbane, but I've come up especially for this. Very exciting to see the Yarrawa dancers,
yes.
Because I went to Yarrawa, I think about a month ago, as part of our consultation. That was very special because
yes.
It was a women's business.
Lovely.
And I, as a very white person, was allowed in. So, and that's one of the important things about treaty. Because it's between the people of Queensland, the
yes.
government,
yes.
and Indigenous people, First Nations, but very important that people like me and my children and my grandchildren
yeah.
understand and accept and are part of it. So that's why I was appointed because
yes.
by the government,
yes.
because I'm not Indigenous.
No, and that's beautiful to see. That's a part of the togetherness, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And that's the ingredient. So as a non-Indigenous person, you were put forward as the co-chair, Sally Ann Atkinson, and but all driving this vehicle going forward and bringing Australia together as one.
Absolutely. Well, in our case, bringing Queensland.
Okay, Queensland,
and,
yes.
And my co-chair is Cheryl Buchanan.
Yes.
It comes from
big shout out to Sarah.
Big shout out to Cheryl. But we're working towards setting up a treaty institute
yes.
in October or November, and then we'll work towards all the treaties between various non-Indigenous groups,
sure.
perhaps with each other,
yes.
as well as with the government. It's not easy, and
no.
that's always it's difficult to explain this to the wider population.
Exactly, exactly. So tell us the vehicle you're driving regarding Trudy and Treat, you know. So you make conversations with First Nation people in their community,
yep.
and paint the picture what this vehicle that you're driving.
Right, well, the actual vehicle is going to be a treaty institute,
yes.
which will help people work out what kind of treaty and how to go about it. But obviously, a treaty is an agreement between people.
Yes.
So in this case, before we get to the treaty, the institute, we have to work out the truth.
Yes,
because
exactly.
so many people, so somebody of my generation got all the wrong kind of history.
Sure.
We didn't know. I'd never met any Aboriginal person
yeah.
till I was grown up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was extraordinary when I think about it. So we didn't
And where
know
did you grow up, Sally Ann?
On the Gold Coast.
On the Gold
on
Coast,
the Gold
okay.
Coast, went to school there.
Yes.
But, so we've been going out to all these communities. I've been up to the Torres Strait. I've been out to Charleville and Roma, and I go out to Winton quite a lot. All these places, just yarning to people and
sure.
saying, how do you want the institute to work? And very importantly, how will the truth-telling work? Because
yeah.
we understand there's going to be a lot of pain.
Yes.
A lot of pain. That's what the healing is important for.
Sally Ann, I would say this as a non-Indigenous person who's a co-chair of this fantastic movement. What's your conversation with our non-Indigenous Australians about this space.
Wow.
Yeah, you must have some... You might be a target there, my sister.
Not many people understand that. I often am a target because I also come from the conservative side of politics.
Okay.
I was the Liberal Lord Mayor of Brisbane,
okay.
So I have to do a lot of talking.
Yes.
But what I'm finding really wonderful is that once people understand, it's different. You know, there was that fear campaign around the Mabo time that, you know, we're going to lose our land. People are going, no, that's not what it's like. So once people understand that,
sure.
And that's why I do a lot of talk. That's why I'm delighted to be on radio, so I can keep talking to people.
Well, a voice for our people, National Talk Black. I've been doing the program for 11 years. It's a powerful voice, and we talk to anybody and everybody from all walks of life, and it's all about communication. And that's what we're talking about, the hat you're wearing as a co-chair for Treaty and Truth, you know. It's a vehicle, it's a communication, it's a platform where people can have their say, but also a two-way conversation.
It's a two-way conversation. There's a lot of sort of mistruths out there, there's a lot of misunderstanding out there, there's a lot of, even some of the First Nations people I talk to, they'll accuse me and, you know, my family of things, and I go, no, that's not how it is at all. My family all live at West End in Brisbane, so my grandkids have gone to school with a lot of Indigenous kids, so they don't know what all the fuss is about, but we all know, particularly sort of, you know, I'm about to turn 81, so I've been around for
a long time. You don't look at Sally Ann.
Thank you.
Yes.
But I've been around for a long time, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, sure, thank you,
And so I've been through a lot of various stages, and to me it's just, this is so important. To have people understanding each other.
Well, Sally, and if you look at where we sit as Australians, you look at the government, for example. I mean, here we are in the 21st century. Australia is the only first world country that doesn't have a treaty with the First Nation people. That's not a good trophy to have. We're talking about the longest living culture on planet Earth. Government, as well as non-Indigenous Australians, of course, First Nation people should embrace that, should they not?
Absolutely. And this morning I walked up to Split Rock, up to the top of that.
81 years old. There you go.
Yeah.
Went for a jog.
Not quite a jog.
Thank you.
But a bit of a stroll.
Step by step.
When I look at that wonderful rock art, and I feel so proud.
Yes, exactly.
And I guess the message for Indigenous people,
sure.
that I say to Indigenous people, is don't make non-Indigenous people feel excluded.
Yeah, sure.
We all want to be part of this country. We want to work together. We want to be together. I want to be part of your culture. But lots of non-Indigenous cultures, they bring things too. So we should all be talking to each other and understanding.
Well, the old phrase, recognition, acknowledgement, babies cry for it, men die for it. All we're asking is the First Nation people to be acknowledged, to be respected. This was their country. It wasn't Chirinullah's, you know.
But we also need to understand that other people have come since,
yes.
and they've brought something, so don't make them feel uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Because lots of them think of it as, you know, I mean, I'm born here. I mean, I've got no other country. This is
sure.
it.
Sure,
you
know?
So
exactly.
That's, you know, I
exactly.
think that's... But we talk about the truth has to be, first of all, accepted, recognized, acknowledged, and understood.
Exactly.
Once that all happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's the platform regarding communication and conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come to the table with an open mind. But it is a two-way street. Ask the question and you'll get the answers, you know what I mean? But you only know what you know, Sally Ann.
Absolutely. Well, see, absolutely. You only know what you know. And what you don't know, ask.
Exactly.
Ask questions. I said to somebody the other day, there's no such thing as a dumb question. There are a few dumb answers, but just ask the questions.
Ask the question. My granddad used to say that life is simple, people complicated, but we are students for life, and we need to travel through life. We're like a parachute. If your mind's not open, you're cactus. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I think it's a scary thought.
Yeah, but have that conversation, yeah. But when you say scary thought, well, it is in regard to your knowledge. You know what I mean? So if you're not a part of the truth telling and the treaty process, then you're living in the dark ages.
Yeah. And we've got a stand here, a stall, over at on the other side here at Laura, where people can go and get more information, and they can. We're giving away these t-shirts.
Have a conversation. Get a t-shirt.
Get a t-shirt.
Tell us about your journey quickly, Sally Ann Atkinson, Mayor of Brisbane.
Yes, a long time ago.
Thank you.
The only female Lord Mayor of Brisbane represents. So far. So, you know, that's it. And it was great this morning to see the Quinican dancers having women in dancing.
Yes.
And that's the first time.
Girls can do anything.
Girls can do, so we've come a long way.
Yes,
you see?
Thank you.
So that's why I'm full of hope because, as I said, I didn't know any Aboriginal people growing up.
Yes.
I went to university and I met a lovely woman called Margaret Valadian.
Okay.
She's in her 80s now. I didn't know any.
Okay.
So, you know, we have come a long way now. University of Queensland has a whole department and division and people working there. And now we're here. One of my grandchildren is here, and my son's here. My son Damien's, so shout out to all of. He spent a year up at Ingenue, working up there. So lots of people up there know him. So we just got to spread the word.
I want to just go back on the platform of women can do anything, girls can do anything, and congratulations and where you stand and the person you are. We need more female leaders, I reckon, in all facets.
Yeah.
Whether it be chairpersons, whether it be co-chair, whether it be managers, whether it be business owners.
Yeah.
I think of my lovely wife's father's sister, and she was the mayor of Goulburn, and that's Marianne Norton, and so with us in spirit. But we need more leaders in the female point of things.
Well, there's a few up here. Alison Wooler was my contemporary, and Kerry up at Aracoon is the mayor up there.
That's
Kerry
right.
Tamoy. Yes.
Exactly.
So there's quite a few good women around, and Danny Gropian, who was up at Ingenue, his daughter.
So the only way that we and 81 years old, so there you are. We're talking about, Brenda, you say, are you living or you're just waiting to die? Most people at home at your age paint their rocks white, but you are living life to the fullest and you're very active.
We are so excited
to have you as on the board for Truth and Treaty. So very important. But then there's an array of different people at the table. So then the open conversation of steering this vehicle into the future, that's so very important.
Well, the important thing is going to be once the institute is set up.
Yes.
And I won't be there anymore because under the law, it's to be 10 Indigenous people.
Sure, right.
But then we've all got to keep the conversation.
Lovely.
So the bill came into law in Cairns.
Yes.
In May.
Yes.
When the Queensland Parliament came up. Oh, that was a wonderful moment.
It was exciting, wasn't it?
Oh, that was exciting.
And that's for the state of Queensland. So let me ask you this, Sally Ann, how does it affect us? Well, this body now.
Mm.
How does it be ruled by federal governments?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Because,
that is a question that a lot of our black people are asking.
I know. In Queensland. And that's why I've stayed away from any conversation about the voice or anything because I'm just sticking to the treaty.
Yeah,
and it's Queensland. I've got no control over everything else. You know, it's a good rule in life. Have the strength to change the things you can change.
Sure.
The courage to change the things you can't.
Exactly. But then we're over the line. Now we're driving the vehicle. But it's then focus on where we are.
Mm.
If it is Queensland, so be it.
Yep.
So we need to operate in that space.
And, you know, the Treaty Institute is happening. It's law.
Yeah, sure.
Law of Parliament, so it's happening.
Mm. Sally Ann Atkinson, very good yarn with you. Co-chair, thank you very much. Truth and Treaty in Queensland, alive and kicking well. We've got the thumbs up and the laws and regulations.
The law has become an act.
It's become an act and we're acting on it.
And the Treaty Institute will be set up in October or November.
Lovely.
And we're looking forward to hearing more.
Beautiful.
And I'll come and talk to you again.
Please do. We'll keep in touch. Thank you. Sally Ann Atkinson, former mayor of Brisbane. And she's the co-chair of Treaty and Truth. And it has been passed in May here in Queensland, for the state of Queensland, that Truth and Treaty is up and running and will be passed in October, she mentioned. So fantastic. So have that conversation to you mob who live in Queensland. Have a yarn. Find out where we are and how we designed this vehicle and how we change the tyres and lubricate it and keep it moving forward.
Change the tyres.
You like that, Talan? Like that?
Change
the tyres and keep moving forward. But the conversation's there. It's real. Now, whether or not how it affects us in regard to the federal government, doesn't matter. Let's focus on Queensland at this point in time. To other states and territories, there's a lot of work to be done. But stay tuned to your daily program here, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming live from Allura Dance Festival 2023 outdoor broadcast, and we are going right through for till Sunday. Stay tuned to BBM 98.7 FM. Outdoor Broadcast, National Talk Black with Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming here live from Laura Dance Festival 2023, Quinkin Country. We're here on Wick Country and look fantastic. Great to be here. Had the opening dances, Quinkin dances. Welcome to Country Dance. And we also like to make mention of iHeart and streaming. And you can also catch us on our webpage as well, BBM 98.7 FM. Happy NAIDOC to you, Deadly Mob. Trendy Trev here, catching up with all the Deadly Mob here. Now I'm going to catch up with former Mayor of Yarra, Errol Neal. Mulla. Mulla, a very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning.
Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Mulla.
Well, you know, my mob is your mob, our mob is we all one mob.
Lovely. Nicely said.
As my whole fellow said when, you know, sadly he passed away, and then,
yes.
you know, 100 years, a long time, but 2 weeks ago. But what he actually said, and I asked him, where did we all started from? Yeah. You know, where did it all start? He said, you know what he been told by whole people? We come from one mob. Then we've been break out. So that's why I say your mob, one mob.
One
we bumming up.
Well, I just finished talking to Touche. Alfred Gray, he said the same thing, brother. One mob, one fire. We are one, aren't we?
That's right. Yeah. But from Yarraba, I live in Yarraba. And as I said, my parents were sent there as taken away. But, you know, Yarraba and my dad always said, is his home. But we all got a home, a country, and he's about my real home. So is Narborgen. Which is ran Mount Mulligan, west of near Dimboola, west of Mariba.
Okay, bro.
And but my mum, she same way.
Yes.
But she North woman too. She from Knighting up near Lockhart. So, but we're proud of where we. You know, even put aside the heartache and pain.
Yes.
We sent to Yarraba.
Yes.
Our people, but we love Yarraba, and Yarraba is our home.
Yes.
And we like to think Yarraba being the mother mission, as it was known back then, that, you know, we draw our strength from that we're all there living together.
So you claim Yarraba as your community, but bloodline you're not.
No, I don't claim.
Okay.
I don't claim.
Okay.
My old father tell me like this way.
Yes.
We've been given. My mother were given to that family.
Yes.
And that's it.
Okay.
See, when people get a bit political when they talk about claiming
this
and that.
Exactly.
So,
hang
on. A lot of our people, like, have been given.
Yes.
And
that's colonization did that.
Yeah. And the thing about it, people didn't understand, even though the policies and what they were doing, trying to segregate and all this, but that people can look as they were walking in or where they were coming by boat or, been removed from their place, their home, they look at the features of them. And they look in their eyes, and they listen to them cry, and they know exactly where they come from.
Yeah.
And they embrace them. They say, you're home, you're safe, you're Yarraba.
Yeah, brother.
And that's the way, not only us,
yes,
all the Aboriginal communities. Mm. And it's been a place where really we draw a little bit of comfort and security.
Mm.
But we have our problems.
Yeah, we do, exactly.
And like anywhere else. Mm. But, we have survived, Brother Tim, like you and I, we went out in the football field battling against each other, but that sport, when it came together, we were there in the streets.
Mm, exactly.
Trying to make a point.
So beautiful, so true, Baba. And here we are at Laura Dance Festival 2023. Tell us about your dance troupe. Now, Gunganji, you guys perform first. Tell us about the dance troupe and how young they are, and also that's culture being passed on. There's another 50 years of Gunganji, is there not?
Well, like you say, we've come in here for over nearly 40 years. We came as one people, one Yarraba mob. But we are many, many, many nations.
Mm.
But we come together, and this place gives that opportunity to not only share culture, but it's time for healing.
Yes.
Time to catch up with family.
Yes.
Catch up with all them broken, the connection, and healing that again. And thank God we got, we moved up in the technology world where we got communications much better, like Bama Bipra, like you, Trevor. It's important to us.
It is.
And that's
the Yarni Circle extended on the airways.
That's right. That's the song line, the story line, and the technical thing. But we have to have the same values. And what I say to my people, we can have a little indifferences. But at the end of the day.
Yeah.
we're black.
Thank you. We are Aboriginal. Yes, also, we are Aboriginal.
And we have to be responsible.
Exactly.
We can't afford to be, you know, trying to compete against the other. Try to be together, unite.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, my brother, having these young ones performing, dancing, I mean, it's like I said, you're passing on the knowledge. They're so passionate about what they're doing. So you can see that our future is in their hands. It's in good hands.
Well, you know, culture is not something that you go to places like this where you got to choreograph, you got to ting. You know, culture starts at home. Culture starts at home. The values, the respect, all that. It starts at home, and every family has a story, has something. But, you know, we have to do our best we can to get them ready and prepare them. And that's a challenge. But when times come like this, you know, it's time where you really they can come out into the world and have the confidence to, you know, to stand up and be, you know, counted. And promoting an ancient culture and getting them at the early age, it's very important.
Very important.
You know, like I say, our religion is our tradition.
Our religion is our tradition.
That's all we got, brother.
That's all we got, brother. It's strong. It's a strong foundation for us. Trevor Delimob just tuned in. Trinity Trevor Murray from the Curry, live here at Tarlora Dance Festival 2023. Outdoor broadcast. Happy NAIDOC. Having a deadly yarn here with Muller. That's Errol Neal, former Mayor of Yarrabah. And let's talk about the political space. We've got Voice to Parliament. What's your thought on Voice to Parliament, my brother?
Well, a bit of truth telling here. And I say this. I'll say this. And when they came to Yarrabah for the affirmation, you know, the promoting the, my dad was there then. I think it was back in November last year, but the Arab affirmation. But, you know, I'm like, we were like, our community were like, and so does the 3% of Australia. What, you know, asking questions. And rightfully so, the 3% have the right to say, well, no one talked to me. So I think the architects, in my personal thing, they may have underestimated the 3%. Okay. So a lot of our people are a bit confused because there's a lot of personality pointed at people and leaders. But I think, it's, you know, if some people, you know, goodwill of people got to put these personalities aside. And I say it like this, what where made my thing? I was confused sitting on a fence to which way. But, you know, I've been in the street. I've been fighting the sovereignty treaty. I've been fighting for black man rights, ancient culture, to respect it. But what I come to the cutting point is this, what my dad said. And he's been there from 1956 Yarrabah, you know, the strike in Yarrabah from the 1967. And when we got the opportunity to vote, only to vote, but everything in Australia got behind the Labour movement. Because it was the commie, the Labour, the socialist government that supported our people, their rights, because, you know, anyway,
so be careful with that fella,
that, because and the history he here, from East Coast, come all the way along, people felt they were giving us a bit of hope.
Yeah.
Now, try not to be politically, but for Aboriginal people in the call insolvency, I tell you, look at them. Bit of history from the 1967 to the 1975 referendum, which then changed the Racial Discrimination Act. But, you know, Gough Whitlam, when he poured it in, the Labour Prime Minister of Australia, in that country, to that whole brother there, uncle. My dad stood beside these people, like Vincent Langari. Gave back his country. Then, you know, another decade later, he had another Prime Minister of Australia that literally cried. Cried the Prime Minister calling for a treaty.
Hi, I'm Adam Evans with the National Indigenous News. Traditional owner groups have emotionally returned a previously extinct marsupial to land in Western Victoria. The eastern quoll is only found in the wild in Tasmania after it became extinct on the Australian mainland in the 1960s. But conservation groups are bringing the genetically bred quolls back, with scientists releasing 7 marsupials in the Tiverton sheep state.
Very good morning, you're dealing with. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, going to have a yarn with Michelangelo. Michael, very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, they're very good, brother.
Big SO, and let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Well, respect out to all my ancestors.
Yes, brother.
Elders and family right across the planet.
Yes.
Yeah, my family, we come from like the Tova clan, Polynesia, from the island of Niue, New Caledonia, island of Murray. Other family come from Paren, Mabuduan, PNG, Mare Island, Arab Island, Central Island, into Powerade.
Connection everywhere, my brother.
Yeah, and Seven River.
And that's what belongs to us mob. Hey, Bala.
Yes. You're right, of course, because of colonization and the movement of slavery, it brought our people all over the place. You got that mix coming from Africa, Caribbean, that mix from everywhere. That came to for the pearling industry.
Yeah,
I think there's a big exhibition on Friday next week or this week up at the tank.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a big exhibition up there for the pearling industry, I think.
And we should have more conversations and more focus on stuff like that, hey, brother?
Yeah, the history has to come out because that's where we all connected through that family tree. Because time, like for Xenakis, where Torres Strait is, time the pearling kicked off, all the slaves were coming in from the Pacific and everywhere else, Asia and everywhere. And all the warriors were all wiped out, yeah?
Exactly, brother.
Because of the headhunting from, the British. They headhunted.
They became headhunters, didn't they?
Pardon?
The colonization become headhunters, didn't they?
Yeah, they found it out, to get rid of the warriors so they could take all the women and gave all the women to all the slaves that came in. If you look at the family tree, it starts off normal, and then when it comes to the turn of the century, the invasion, and there's no Aka anymore.
Wow.
It's all Akas left. Akas and children left. So they marry Spaniard, they marry Asian, they marry African, they marry, a lot of white collars were there, reading up. Only women were left in the States.
And look, a lot of mainland Aboriginals, First Nation Torres Strait Islanders, a lot of names were given to the so-called white cattle station property owners or, slave owners. And we lost our names as well as our language and our culture, everything.
Yeah. And the biggest thing that wiped us, people out is the syphilis. Them buggers spread syphilis all over the place, all over the world. That's how the Roman army died of syphilis.
Disease, of course.
Yeah, because penicillin was found, invented before the Second World War in the Pacific. Because all the soldiers had to be inoculated before they went to war for syphilis. So that's one of the, they say smallpox and all that, all the scurvy and that. That was syphilis. Because Europe and England were riddled with syphilis after the Roman Empire collapsed, because they started killing off each other and marking up their territory, But because they rape and pillage, they just keep spreading syphilis left, right, and center.
Another way of getting rid of blacks, you could say.
Yeah, that's a term warfare.
Yeah.
because they put a lot of that germ warfare stuff on the blankets too, you know.
Mm.
It was all planned by the British royalty
mm-hmm.
and the European royalty, because they paid for all the explorers to go out and to have one thing in mind,
mm.
is to look for gold and land.
And look for land.
Yeah, and look for good slaves.
And do whatever it takes to claim it all.
Yeah, because they couldn't work because they're all lazy buggers, you know.
Mm.
So they have to get slaves.
Because
they enslaved their own people in Europe. And but the Europeans, all because of the sickness of syphilis and all that.
Yes.
They blame the Black Plague on rats and all that, but that was just added.
And we'll still continue this conversation share the true history of Australia, good or bad, black or white. My brother, I've got to go to the news, but please do call back and stay in touch. That's Michael Angelo Newey. My brother, thank you for calling, but you call just before the news. We've got to go to the news. You mob, thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We've got the news coming up very soon via NIRS. And big shout out to Laura Dance Festival. Thank you very much for your support, you mob, and fantastic gathering.